Nine streams in a swath from north central to southeast Oklahoma are no longer considered impaired because of high turbidity, the amount of sediment in the water. Gary O'Neill with the USDA's Resource Conservation Service says credit goes to state, federal, and private partnerships that help educate landowners and share some of the costs, but that farmers and ranchers are the ones actually making changes.
And the things we're looking at is like cover crops on cropland, reducing tillage, nutrient management, working with ranchers on better grazing production, rotational grazing.
It's a start, but there are still more than 600 impaired bodies of water in Oklahoma, including more than 8,000 miles of impaired streams, creeks, and rivers. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.